USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Former Vice President Mike Pence this week said he would consider testifying before the January 6th committee if he was asked. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California and a member of the January 6th committee, was on CNN and asked if an invitation has been extended.
He could plainly share a lot of very first-hand information about what it was like to be the subject of those efforts to get him to violate his constitutional duty and arrogate to himself the power to decide who won or who lost an American presidential election.
Events across the country Sunday marked National Fentanyl Prevention and Awareness Day. In Denver, rally participant Machiko Duff flew in from North Carolina to talk about her family's loss. She says her 23-year-old daughter thought she was ingesting cocaine, but it was actually fentanyl, and it killed her.
It's about saving our kids. We won't have no future if this war take over.
I'm Tony Maruso for USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.